I'm here with Ryan from Recycle Percussion in our playpen today on Mix 96.7. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Hey, can you explain to us a little about Recycle Percussion and what it is?
For sure. It's hard to pin down what it is. We try so many interviews and so many different outlets. But it's basically a concoction of comedy, music, a lot of classic rock, novelties, and you kind of just have to come see it to understand what it really is. We run America's Got Talent back in 2009. We finished third on the show.
Awesome.
And ever since then, we've had a headline show in Las Vegas, and it's just high intensity, a lot of energy.
You guys
are going to
be
come down and check it out.
Yep, you guys are going to be playing at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts on Sunday. What can people expect? They said that it's junk rock.
Yeah, so a lot of people tend to think it's, you know, it's just us playing drums on recycled objects, but it's so much more than that. That's definitely an element of it. So the things that we perform on, you know, are everything from kitchen sinks to step ladders to power tools. You know, we make sparks with grinders and stuff like that. But there's also a lot of comedy elements to the show. You know, I can't tell you how many times we'll be doing merchandise after the show, and people come up to us and are like, I had no idea that there was so much humor in the show. And it's great for families. There's so many shows that, you know, kids go to that are fun for the kids, but the parents are just bored out of their mind. But this is one of those exceptions where everyone from ages 2 to 92 can enjoy it, because it's just it's a whole lot of fun.
It sounds
for
like
about 90 minutes.
Yeah, it sounds like they'll be captivated for the entire show. What made you guys decide to do this?
So this started kind of as a branch off of the New York City Subways. My cousin Justin, who's the founder of the band, he started the group back in 1995 at a high school talent show in a small town in New Hampshire. And it started off with just a few buckets and just a way to try and win a talent show. And then somebody came out and saw the show and thought it was amazing. So we just kept building and building and building the show. And it incorporates so many different elements at this point. You know, we're on America's Got Talent. We kind of had to invent things on the fly. So we would do everything from splitting cars in half and performing inside of them as they rose up 30 feet in the air to playing upside down. Yeah, so there's been a lot of kind of reincarnations of the show. But it's an insane show from start to finish. There's so much energy, and so it's just so much fun.
So how many members are there in Recycle Percussion?
There's four of us. So there's Justin, who's kind of the band leader who started the group. There's me. I've been in it for 12 years. I'm his cousin. He and I both play drums and random stuff. I perform on my body in the show. We have a guitar player, and we have a DJ dancer. But everybody kind of swaps different roles and does different stuff throughout the show.
Okay. I've also heard that you guys have performed at, like, NBA halftimes and NFL halftimes and things like that also.
Yeah. So when we first started off, we did a lot of, like, colleges and things like that, NBA halftime shows. We've done a couple NFL halftime shows, including last year we performed at the Super Bowl, which is really cool. But yeah, we've done pretty much you name it. We've done it.
That's awesome. Is there something special that you always love to do when you're performing?
As far as like a part of the show?
Right.
Yeah, we deliver cookies to the whole audience. I think that's a pretty fun part of the show that nobody else does.
No, that is kind of cool. I don't think they'll be expecting that.
our show's pretty famous for just doing like wacky, random improvisational stuff. I mean, it'll at times it'll seem like, you know, whose line is it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Where we're just playing with the audience back and forth doing a comedy bit, and then it's all of a sudden you're watching Aerosmith, you know, so it's back and forth.
That is awesome. Is there an audience in particular, like either Vegas or out on the road, that you like performing for the most, like a special place?
Honestly, I think my two favorite types of audiences are the ones that are in small towns that mm-hmm. don't get that kind of entertainment, you know, because we're a Las Vegas headline show. So it's kind of cool to bring that element to a place that doesn't experience that kind of thing. And we love performing for, you know, our families and stuff like that in our hometown of New Hampshire as well. But it's great for all audiences.
You talked about your America's Got Talent appearances. What was that like?
Really unexpected, honestly. We get a phone call from one of the producers at one point asking if we wanted to audition for the show. And we had so many shows planned on tour, we didn't know if we'd have time to do it, but on a whim, we just tried it. And we got through immediately and started performing live, and then it was just creative idea after creative idea after creative idea. We had to reinvent ourselves every single week. You know, we performed in like a water chamber. we went to the junkyard and collected a bunch of car parts, you know, split a van in half. We performed inside the van. We did stuff on a stage that rotates upside down and stuff like that. So
sounds a little scary at times too.
What's that?
I said it sounds a little scary at times too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we're always pushing the limits. I mean, not only in the show, but outside the show. Like we've set several world records in our careers, including one just this past Christmas, where we performed 50 shows in all 50 states in America in just 12 days to raise money for kids for Christmas toys.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome! Do you guys do other things like that for charities and things?
Yeah, I mean, we do more charitable acts, I feel like, than we do performing at this point. We have our own TV show on ABC called Chaos and Kindness, which is based around doing like these huge acts of kindness for people, mixed with the chaos of our lives performing in Vegas and stuff like that. But yeah, we love doing that stuff. We every time we do merch after the show, 100% of our profits, which is everything, goes back to our nonprofit organization, the Recycled Percussion Foundation. So we don't keep a cent of it. Everything goes back into helping people, and we've been doing that since the band started.
That's awesome. A pay it forward kind of movement.
Yeah, we're all about that stuff.
Great. What do you guys do before a show? Is there anything in particular, anything special, like a warm-up or a ritual or something before the show to get yourselves ready and pumped up?
At this point, sleep. You know, we've been doing so much touring and stuff that we'll be doing overnight drives into an immediate load-in with almost on no sleep at all. So we play so many shows. We don't have really a ritual or anything that we do. We just we eat healthy and we get sleep.
And you crash after the show then, right?
No, we drive. And hopefully we don't crash.
That's right. Well, yeah. I'm sure that audiences are going to love you guys here in Findlay on Sunday. The performance is from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts. If people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
If you want to find out more about the show, you can go to recycledpercussion.com. There's all sorts of stuff on there, pictures, videos. But I would just urge everybody, if you don't know about the show, to just give it a shot. It was rated as one of the top 10 shows in Las Vegas out of 800, just to give you an idea. And that's from all ages. So just come out, enjoy it, escape your life of stress, because you guys are all stressed out there listening, going to work and all that stuff right now. Come enjoy the show. It's great for all ages. Kids will love it. Grandma will love it. So hopefully we'll see you there.
All right, Ryan. Well, we appreciate it so much. Good luck getting here, and good luck on Sunday, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Ryan.